This is WNYC Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm David First. Donald Trump gave a policy speech on immigration in Arizona last night that repeated many of his blistering attacks against immigrants. And he delivered that speech hours after visiting Mexico, the country that has been on the receiving end of some of his harshest rhetoric. So how did that go over with actual Mexicans paying close attention? To answer that, we're joined now by Jorge Ramos, considered the best-known Spanish-language news anchor in the United States, host of shows on both Univision and Fusion TV. Good morning, Jorge.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You tweeted yesterday that Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and Donald Trump are two of the most despised people by Mexicans on both sides of the border. I think we know what their issue might be with Donald Trump, but can you give us a little insight into why Peña Nieto is not a beloved figure right now?
Well, just last week, imagine that one of the most respected journalists in Mexico accused President Peña Nieto of plagiarism. 28% of his college thesis was plagiarized. So that's just one of the problems. Another problem that President Peña Nieto has had is that his wife bought a $7 million home from a government contractor. And then President Peña Nieto didn't think that that was a conflict of interest. So that's simply part of the problem, among many other problems, including 52,000 people who have died in the last 3 years. So when one of the best newspapers in Mexico, Reforma, did a polling a few weeks ago, they realized that 66% of Mexicans have a negative opinion of President Peña Nieto, which is the worst since they started polling. So that's just part of the reason why Peña Nieto is so unpopular, as it is Donald Trump among Latinos in the United States.
So why do you think Peña Nieto invited Trump to come meet with him?
He miscalculated everything. He thought he could win, and he needed to do something dramatic, something important, to change the narrative of a failing presidency. And he failed completely. He thought he was going to be stronger than Trump. And I don't know if you had the chance to see the news conference, but it was pretty painful how at the end Donald Trump took control of the press conference inside the presidential house, and how he was directing journalists to ask him questions why the Mexican president was waiting patiently on the side. So it is very difficult to understand why, if it really happened, as President Peña Nieto says it happened, that he told Donald Trump that Mexico was not going to build a wall, how come President Peña Nieto didn't say it at the end, publicly, in front of Donald Trump? That could have been a perfect message, and he decided not to do that. Eventually, he did it on Twitter, and the impact we already know was not as good as it would have been had he done it publicly.
Well, let's talk about the impact. What was the reaction from Mexicans paying close attention to a relationship that could have big implications on both sides of the border if Trump should win the presidency?
Well, maybe the only other person most hated in Mexico other than President Peña Nieto is Donald Trump. And people are afraid in Mexico. People are concerned that if Donald Trump becomes president, that he might start deporting millions of Mexicans. Out of the 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country, between 6 and 7 million are Mexicans. What's going to happen if Donald Trump starts deporting them? What's going to happen if all the money being sent from the U.S. to Mexico somehow is being taxed or prevented to go to south of the border because of Trump's policies? So they are very concerned about that, not only about the wall, because, as you know, Donald Trump does not understand that almost 40% of undocumented immigrants come by plane or with a visa. But in Mexico, they're very concerned about a Trump presidency, much more than a Hillary Clinton presidency, no question about it.
All right, so how did Trump do? Did this help him at all with Latino voters or with Republicans?
No. If those who follow the meeting with Peña Nieto and who listened to the speech in Phoenix, they didn't hear anything new. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump lost the Latino vote on June 16, 2015, when he said that Mexican immigrants were criminals, drug traffickers, and rapists. After that, it's been incredibly difficult for Donald Trump to say anything that Latinos voters in the majority of them, will respond to two numbers. 73% of Latinos think that Donald Trump is a racist, according to a Univision poll. And 89% of Latinos, according to the Washington Post, have a negative opinion of Donald Trump. So he's going to lose the Latino vote. The matter is by how much. Romney got 27% of the Latino vote, and he lost. McCain got 31% of the Latino votes, and he also lost. It seems that Donald Trump is not even going to get those numbers.
Okay, well, Jorge Ramos is a news anchor for Univision and Fusion TV. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.